Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
And a mighty good morning to you, Melissa Sargent. Hey, we are here talking in this radio station again.
I'm freezing this morning.
Were you really?
It's cold out there.
Flip the switch, turn the heat on. You know how that works.
Yes, I know it works.
So it goes. Another history radio show here in El Paso. Thank you for joining us. It's the El Paso History Radio Show, where we always say Texas history begins in El Paso. And you know why?
Because nobody argues with us.
It does. Texas history that is existing and written into books. Everything that you talk about started in El Paso. So there, trivia questions today. Oh, but the KTSM radio
thing? Well, people can listen to us, of course, on KTSM 690 AM News Talk, or they can take us with us any, take us with you anywhere you go by going to iHeartRadio.com. And you can click on the KTSM radio icon, and you can take it on your smartphone, your tablet, or your
whatever.
Computer.
Just put it on something and listen.
Put something to electronic.
Okay, trivia today. We've got what to give away and what to do.
Well, today's options for prizes for the correct trivia answer for hour one and two is either a $20 food coupon for Pepe's and Canutillo or an El Paso Gold DVD.
We like those. You got a few. Say some titles, otherwise I don't sell them.
Actually, got them in order today. We've got MacGuffin Home, El Paso's Legend of the Mountains, MacGuffin Home again.
Let's see.
Women's Club, that was the one. Last Tour of El Paso Smelter, Tom Lee's El Paso, Gunfights of the Old West, which is the best one. Ghost Stories of El Paso 2, 3, and 4. Well, that's because I'm in it. That's why it's so good. I'm Alice Abbott, and I get shot, but I get to slap people around.
Oh, you want to talk about this? Where do you get shot, Alice? Don't go
there.
The
public arch,
exactly.
Okay?
Exactly. So there, that was in the newspaper.
Yes, it was.
We'll have to talk about that someday, you and your arch. Okay, moving on to the radio station and radio show that we have at hand here. We're going to talk about a group that's been in El Paso for a long time. Let me read you the introduction I cooked up here. We're going to talk with a company that came to El Paso with the railroads in 1881. And they're still here. My goodness. They've been involved in every aspect of El Paso history over the centuries. And now they're in our studio to compare their history with that of El Paso because they were here for all of it. Not these two guys, but their law firm. They're the second law firm ever formed in Texas and the first in El Paso. We welcome attorneys Mike McQueen and Joe Hammond from the law firm Kemp Smith. Good morning, dudes.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Welcome here, guys.
Thanks.
Now, normally getting a lawyer to come in would be an hourly rate, but thank you guys for not charging.
Now, mostly we'd be hiding in closets somewhere.
But tell us, now you're with Kemp Smith. What do you do now? Now, Mike, you're a managing guy there?
I'm the managing partner, at least for the foreseeable till the end of the year. Then my term is going to end. And
then what?
And then I'm going to go back. Well, I still practice labor and employment law and have for many, many years, and I'm going to continue to do that and let some of the younger guys take over running the firm.
Wow. That would be kind of nice just to go back and practice.
Joe Hammond, you're a retired guy, right?
I am. I came with a firm in 1957, and I let my license go inactive in 2000.
But you still talk law.
Of course.
Are you an advisor?
No, I don't. For 12 years after retirement, Ray Marshall and I had little curmudgeon pads down there as tenants at will until they needed those offices for lawyers. And we go downtown every day and schmooze and pontificate.
But well, I know Ray Marshall. What's he doing now? Hanging out with his grandkids.
Well, like me. Yeah, he is. He's been playing a good bit of golf.
Yeah.
I see him down at the golf course all the time.
Yeah. Sir, we need to get one of these mics over here working on this side over here. What do we got here? Oh, let's try this one. Go ahead. Mike, talk to me again.
Okay.
We got you now. It's a matter of wires. So, Mike McQueen, you are the managing partner, I guess, so you're the voice? If a spokesperson, that's why you're here?
I guess that's why I'm here, huh?
Okay, but the other reason you guys are here is because the 150 years of the firm, that's a lot of time in Texas. And that, tell us about that. It is the oldest?
Second oldest in Texas after Baker Botts in Houston.
And tell us about the history of this firm. How did it get going? Why is it in El Paso?
Well, you know, Joe was there from the beginning. So I'll let him take that one.
I heard Joe was a friend of Oñate's personally, yeah.
Yeah, I sort of looked back at some of those things. The firm started in Bryan, Texas in 1866. And I've read about the founding partner, Judge B.H. Major, they used to call him, B.H. Davis, and Thomas Jefferson Bell, firm to form of two men. Judge Wyndham Kemp, who was located in Calvert, Texas, came with them a little later and had a branch office. And one interesting factor about Major Bell, he never went to law school. He didn't have a diploma. He read law in the offices of a lawyer in Galveston, Texas, and at that time, if you did, and that lawyer certified, you'd be authorized to sit for the bar exam, and so if you passed it, you could get a license to practice law.
One lawyer could have anoint another one, or what is the right word? Confirm another.
It would be mentor him and
get him certified so he could take the bar examination. And when I came with the firm, I was told that the tradition was that since Major Bell never had a law school diploma to hang on the wall of his office, no one else ever hung their diploma on the wall of their office.
Interesting.
Come on. Well, that's an interesting. Well, the traditions in lawyer.
That tradition went on for a long time, but as we grew, and I don't know, other lawyers came along and branch offices, it just sort of went away, and diplomas and licenses began to appear on the walls.
Abraham Lincoln was the same way, though. He never went to law school. He, same thing, learned from books.
They called it reading the law.
That's right.
And well, at what point did they quantify this and turn it into a degree that you had to have? Or you don't have to have it, I guess.
Well, it was, gosh, late, I'd say the 70s or the 80s that they finally abolished.
18 or 19?
19.
Okay.
Really?
1970s or 80s that they abolished the ability to read law. We have one fellow in our library for about a year, Gene Smith, soft-hearted fellow that he was, took this guy in to read law and try to make it, but it didn't work out. He was in the way, and it just didn't work out. But
I got another question about law firms in general. I see on the letterhead the partners come and go. I've seen Mr. Hammond's name on this law firm. Mm-hmm. Have I not? And now it's gone, right?
Yeah, it evolves over time.
Tell me how that works. I mean, you're a partner in an ownership, or what is that? I don't know how law firm works.
Well, let me take that one, Mike. Mm-hmm. I came in 1957, and I made the ninth lawyer in the firm and the 14th lawyer that the firm had ever had.
Wow.
In about 70 years of its history at that stage. And in 1981, the firm was well known in 1940 when my family moved to El Paso. It was Kemp, Smith, Brown, Goggin, and White.
Okay.
Many people still recognize that name. And Jim Goggin died suddenly in 1982, and Mr. Brown died in 1983. And so at that point, they changed the name of the firm. I was the last beneficiary of the lockstep system to get your name in the firm name. And they changed it to Kemp, Smith, Duncan, and Hammond. Kemp, Smith, White, Duncan, and Hammond. And so my name was in the firm for a good while. But actually, about the time I retired and afterwards, it was at my suggestion that they changed the firm name to Kemp Smith and institutionalized. The objective was to institutionalize the firm name to what it was most commonly called by most people.
That's how we know you.
Yeah, it was known as Kemp Smith, and you didn't need all those. Our friendly competitors, Scott Hulse, for a long time, were known as Scott Hulse, Marshall, Fuel, Finger, and Thurman, which
That's
is
right.
a mouthful.
I remember that.
I think they finally formally shortened it up, haven't they, Mike?
I think that's right.
Well, see, that's just one of the first questions I have for attorneys. What is that all about? Now you've got that cleared up. Tell us some of the important things in your mind that your law firm has done over time. Because I know you represented the electric company at one point that came and went. Other things over his. You even represented a gunfighter back when.
A constable.
Tell us that story. Well, if you know it, or else Melissa
Mike,
can.
Mike knows that story better than I. He's younger than I.
Melissa knows it.
The Wyndham Kemp apparently was the one who defended John Selman when he shot John Wesley Hardin in the back.
Was there a conflict of interest considering he'd shot an attorney?
No, but you know, the interesting thing is they apparently he shot him in the back, and the sheriff or somebody complimented him on his good aim.
Yes.
Like let me ask you. Good judgment.
were the first offices, were they in the same building as Hardin's, which was the First National Bank? I think they had offices there, didn't they?
You know, the offices very early on were in the State National Bank building. And, in fact, the firm has had a client relationship with that bank and the various iterations of it ever since. Wow. The bank was formed, I think, in 1881, and we came in 1881, and we still represent now Wells Fargo, was Norwest, was M Bank, right. Was State National Bank twice, so... We represented them over the years.
Well, both of you guys go back to the George Matkin days.
I remember Mr. Matkin.
I do, too. That's why I brought him up, because he's actually my cousin's other grandfather, when you think about that. I have a set of cousins. They would have a second set of grandparents besides mine. That was George Matkin to me. So I wasn't quite related, but I go to his party, so that was a lot of fun. But Matkin was an interesting guy. He started in that bank and ended up all the way as president. How much of his career was involved in your law firm? Much, not much?
Lots. I think Matkin became president in, must have been the about 1950.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, and retired completely somewhere around 1990. The fellow at the State National Bank named Forrest Smith and Matkin were both very competent bankers and I suppose probably competitors for the presidency. Matkin was named president, and Forrest Smith then received an offer and moved to San Antonio and became president of the National Bank of Commerce down there. Forrest's youngest son, Davo, was my good friend and my roommate our first year in college. But I knew Mr. Matkin when I started in 1957 at that point. Even as a baby lawyer in the firm, you got to work with Mr. Matkin if you were called on. Had a steel trap mentality.
Oh, my God.
I understand he was in the first graduating class from El Paso High School in 1918, you know, the big anniversary they just had, and never went to college. He went from the high school straight to work at the bank, which so many of the bankers that we knew and worked with did.
He started in the mailroom, I believe, and worked all the way up.
I think so.
Well, I just thought I'd mention him because he's part of your life and your history.
Oh,
I just want
to
bring that up. Yeah.
In fact, I was talking to Matkin on the telephone one day, and he says, Joe, I have just heard that President Kennedy has been shot.
Oh, that's how you heard it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
my. Yeah.
So everybody knows where they were. That's where you were.
Yeah, heard it from George Matkin. But he was a delight to work with. You know, if you wrote some loan papers for him and sent them over there, you could count on it. You'd get a call with some very intelligent questions about you what you wrote.
I remember he was 9 feet tall to me because I was a little kid in the family, adjacent his family. You know, and I got to interview him once about Pancho Villa shooting up his school because they let him out of school because bullets were hitting the other side of the school. So anyway, moving on to the other stuff about Kemp Smith. What do we need? What would you like us to know? Because it's an honor, I would think, to have this longevity. And while we have that longevity, then what do you guys do to get here? Because you've done quite a bit of corporate law over your time. Who are your clients?
Well, you know, one of the things that Tad Smith used to say when he was a managing partner of the firm was, it's amazing, but every 10 years, your top five clients are going to be different. And that has tended to be true. Like we have stayed and represented the bank for a long time. But initially, it was the railroad and the bank. We represented ASARCO for a very long time.
Well, there's some stories there.
Jack Duncan was involved in the big lawsuit the city of El Paso filed against ASARCO back in the 70s to on behalf of the people who lived around the smelter and had contracted illnesses and things like that.
So the firm represented ASARCO.
We did.
How'd that turn out?
ASARCO's lawyers. It ended up being settled.
Yeah.
Jim Goggin brought ASARCO to the firm with him and represented them for many years. And when Goggin died, Jack Duncan took over the representation and worked hard on it for a lot of years.
That was a very interesting industry there.
Well, being that we're on the border, have you done a lot of international law in that sense?
We have lawyers who do cross-border transactions, represent people from Mexico who want to invest in the U.S. and to a very limited degree, I guess, vice versa. At one point in time, we had a lawyer named Jack Scanlon who had a very active customs practice. And that was the point at which we actually even opened up an office in Brownsville, which he would go to on occasion. And but it got to the point to where, not my area, so I don't know for sure, but my understanding is they essentially took the lawyers out of it, just like they've taken the lawyers out of workers' comp and things like that, and now the customs brokers tend to handle all that without needing legal help. But there was a point in time where we did a substantial amount of customs work, moving stuff back and forth across the border.
The law firm is Kemp Smith. They're the company that's been in El Paso the longest, since 1881. The longevity goes all the way back in Texas for 150 years. We're going to talk to these guys some more. Gentlemen, we're entering our trivia zone here. Look out. Uh-oh. Because what we do, we ask people questions, and we think that if they answer them carefully and correctly, we'll give them something. What are we gonna do
well,
about all this?
Well, we've got the $20 gift certificate to Pepe's Great New Mexican Food in Canutillo, or a El Paso Gold DVD. So they've got their choice today.
A lot going on there.
Yeah, and the question is, name a constable who killed a notorious gunfighter who was a client of Kemp Smith.
Didn't we talk about this?
Yes, we did. See, if they were paying attention, they should know.
This is why it's easy.
Are we eligible?
No.
He's got his hand up. Hey.
We'll get to you guys in a minute. But also, as we're going into break here, let's also talk about the Women's Club video real quick. There's going to be a premiere of that. We did a video for the Women's Club of El Paso. And you might think, oh, isn't that nice? But if you go back and look at who they were in the history of El Paso, it's way more than nice. These people were the reason El Paso had a culture. As you guys know, the trains came in, and a lot of people came in with them.
Brought women with them.
And also, a lot of businessmen showed up with their wives already educated. Those are the people who formed the Women's Club.
Oh.
And that is why they knew how to create a kindergarten, a symphony, a library, because they had it back home. Where is it in the Old West? They brought it and made it happen. That's who the Women's Club of El Paso is, a vital force since 1894.
Thank you.
There you go. But anyway, we're going to premiere that win. That's coming up.
That's going to be on December 1st at the El Paso Women's Club down there at River and Mesa Street. Oh, no, excuse me.
It's at the
museum. That's right. It's at the El Paso Museum of History downtown in the Wall of Giants exhibit, of course, which a women's club is the Wall of Giants this year. And that'll be at 6 p.m. at the Museum of History downtown.
December 1st,
we're
Thursday.
We're going to be showing the video. We're going to have you and I'll be talking. And Mary Rayleigh, who's the president of the Women's Club, will be there. So it'll be a good evening. So hope everybody can come.
All right. Are we ready for trivia? Is that for trivia? I think we should take the trivia question after the break. Shall we do that?
Break, yes.
544. You got to call us to get this.
I know. 544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-900-4116. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-4116. That's 1-800-900-4116. 1-800-900-4116.
You're unique. So why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/radio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/radio.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose money. more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
El Paso Roadrunner RV Park is under new management with the new parts department and an on-site RV mechanic who works on all types of RV repairs. Everything from warranty work to hitch installations. Your RV will thank you. El Paso Roadrunner RV Park, 1212 Lafayette Drive.
As a busy parent, taking your child's temperature shouldn't be as stressful as fighting through traffic. With the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, one gentle scan of the forehead is all it takes. If only the commute were that easy. Pick one up at Target or other fine retailers.
More of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, a lot going on here. We got to talk about the McGoffin Home. They're coming in here in a couple of weeks. We're going to have them talking on the radio with us. Also, the stuff going on all over El Paso today.
Of course, it's getting to be Christmas time. Well, all kinds of good.
Kasner Range is happening as we speak.
Right.
And that's the one I just want to let you know about real quick, because before we get too far out, the Kasner Range event is going on right now. It's at the Trans Mountain Campus in the northeast of El Paso. Go out there, take a look, sign their petition. The idea is to save Kasner Range in the sense that it can become a national monument. That's going on right now out there. And I happen to know there will be a major news piece about it on Channel 7 this evening.
Ooh, how'd you know that?
I know that. So what do you got over there?
I've got the McGoffin Home, like we were just saying. They're going to be talking about this event that got coming up, which is Saturday, December 3rd. Bring your family for a day of holiday festival fun as McGoffin Home comes alive with the sights and sounds of the season. Come find some truly unique and beautiful gifts at our vendor booths while you sample treats from the food trucks, and there'll be hot cookies and hot cocoa will be provided. It's free activities for kids. Tickets can be purchased at the door. Adults are $3, and children 5 and under are free. For more information, you can visit their website, visitmcgoffin.com, or call them at 533-5147.
One more quick notice. Today, Museum of Archaeology, there's going to be an event with Trans Mountain. That's at the Trans Mountain area. Prince McKenzie talking about the changes that occurred in the railroad. We have railroads going on all over the place. In the room, out there at Archaeology today.
Right.
Prince is going to talk about the cultural impact of the Transcontinental Railroad. That's today at 2 o'clock at the campus out there. Okay, moving on to what's trivia here.
The trivia question is, what constable killed a notorious gunfighter who was a client of Kemp Smith?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see what George knows. George, what you know?
Yes, I've got an answer to the question. I was listening. I don't know any of the gentlemen there that from the Kemp Smith.
Mike and Joe.
Okay, but I was listening, and I've got an answer. John Sheldon was the constable.
There you go.
You
Ta-da! Got it.
Yes, sir. You got that one right. You knew that one,
That's
right?
That's George the know-it-all. He knows it all.
You knew
right,
that
Sanchez?
One.
Right, Sanchez?
I was paying a lot of attention because I was trying to figure out who you had on today, and now it's paying a lot of attention.
All right, we got lawyers in here, so don't mess with us.
Be good.
Okay, fair
enough.
I'll
tell them where you live.
But you got the prize. You all right with that?
George, okay. You did win. So what, did you want the gift certificate or did you want a video?
I'm hungry for that meal at Pepe's.
We do that. We already get the certificate ready to go. Hey, George, you got that. We're going to put you on hold. Shelley will come on and tell you how to figure this out, okay?
Alrighty, thank you, Dad.
Good holidays, George.
Thank you very much, sir. See you in the streets, and he always likes that Pepe food. All right, Shelly, I need another phone call here, or not. Can I put Dorothy? Oh, Dorothy dropped off.
Oh, no, Dorothy. Ah,
Dorothy, we had a great question for Dorothy.
Ask
the question, we'll see if somebody else answers it.
What attorney was hired by the El Paso Electric Company and became the president and CEO?
And he was in this firm,
Kemp Smith.
A member of Kemp Smith became the president of the El Paso Electric Company. I don't think we mentioned that. But if you know that from your major understanding of the world, you could win some stuff. So 544-5876 on that one also,
or
right?
544-KTSM.
And we'll get back in a minute because, Sergio, are we ready for another break in there? He probably is. Oh, also, is Roy called back? We want to talk to Roy. He had a question earlier. No? Okay. Fair enough. 544 again.
544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Power Punch Signs and Printing is your El Paso-based sign and printing company. We offer a variety of sign solutions for your business. So whether you're a startup, moving locations, or you just need to reface your sign, Power Punch Signs and Printing can help you with your electric signs, channel letters, and pole signs. Your sign is your image to El Paso. We can help make it look stunning. Call now and receive 10% off your custom sign. Power Punch Signs and Printing. Signs, banners, commercial printing. 875-1489. PowerPunchPrinting.com. 875-1489.
Did you know that identity theft goes beyond what you can see on a credit report and what your bank can alert you to? Identity thieves can open new accounts, rent or buy properties, drain your 401k, and even file fake tax returns, all in your name. And because identity theft goes beyond what you'd expect, LifeLock does more than credit monitoring to help protect your identity. We use proprietary technology to alert you to a whole range of identity threats. And if there's a problem, one of our U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can feel beyond good knowing someone is looking out for you. Join now and get 60 days risk-free plus 15% off when you use promo code SALE15 at LifeLock.com. That's 15% off just for using promo code SALE15. Offer ends December 31st. LifeLock.
When I listen to Audible, I'm not flying to my third sales meeting this month. I'm on a romantic date with my vampire boyfriend, Pierre. That pale skin, those dark, mysterious eyes, and those pointy teeth. Take me away, Pierre!
Ma'am?
I want to become queen of the night!
Ma'am, something to drink?
Water, please?
Go to audible.com/act now and your first download is free. Audible, stories that surround you.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got one more trivia question coming up here. Got to tell you first about somebody, some group of people who is deserving congratulations on being the best in your field, Six Guns and Shady Ladies.
Yay!
Yay! Of El Paso, Texas.
Where's my guns?
Well, you've been selected by the editors of True West Magazine as the best Old West reenacting group for 2016 and 17.
We are the best.
And enclosed, please find your award. So I guess they sent you something interesting,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're going to get a nice little certificate and everything.
But also Concordia, right?
Concordia Cemetery is the best Old West, Old Old West Preserved Old West Cemetery in their category. So that's pretty much, they're an international magazine, so this is really cool.
Very interesting. And plus, we got one of their major owner kind of guys.
Bob Bozbell, he's editor-in-chief and CEO. And interesting link to that is Robert McCubbins, who used to be the president of El Paso...
Saddlery?
No. Of the gas company, Natural Gas, is part owner. He lives in Santa Fe, and he's part owner. So you got that El Paso connection.
There we are. All right, we got to do one more trivia because we asked it, and somebody didn't answer it. This is Rick. Rick, you're on the phone, and you're on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it Evan Wall?
Oh, the question was, repeat the question.
The question was, what role, which attorney left Kemp Smith to become the CEO and president of the El Paso Electric Company?
And your
company?
Answer is?
Evan Wall.
And the answer is? No. But thank you for trying. We really appreciate that.
Hey, he knows his people.
Well, he's in the right kind of like time frame, right? Mike McQueen's here. He is the managing partner of the law firm Kemp Smith. He brought in Joe Hammond, who knows everything. Got you there, huh? Challenge me on that, Joe. Yeah,
that's a heavy load.
It is. Well, you guys are talking about all kinds of people. You had some interesting characters in your law firm over the term. You mentioned one of the Smiths. You had a story about one of the Smiths, Joe.
Well, Gene Smith started in the firm, I think, in 1924, and he really was the genesis of the growth of the firm. You know, there had never been more than three or four lawyers in the firm until he came, and he was instrumental in getting Goggin to come and bring the smelter, and Volney Brown to come and bring the electric company. And his son, Tad, brilliant man. Tad had great vision and was a great motivator of people. And Tad really took hold and grew the firm exponentially.
What is Tad short for? Is that a nickname or something?
I knew one time and I've forgotten.
I think it's just Tad.
Okay. I know a guy named Max, and it's just Max. He's not Maximilian. He's not anything. Okay, but there you go, Tad. Tad Smith, and what duration was he there? I mean, how impactful are a guy like that on your firm?
Well, for what duration? Tad came to the firm about, 5 years before I did, in about 1952. And just retired when, Mike?
96.
No, into the 2000s.
99,
into the
maybe,
2000s.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are also one of the largest firms in town, the earliest and still the largest, I take it, right?
We are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you were telling me before we got in the show that there's been all kinds of other various groups that have been broken off and formed. What was that all about?
Well, we have several firms here in town that that are sort of our offspring, I guess. The Rayma Christian firm, all the name partners were at one point with our firm. There's another group, Ruben Robles and Paul Bracken and his group came from ours. So there are several.
You've been sort of an incubator for other lawyers, it sounds like.
It is. I mean, and, you know, it's lawyer mobility is one of the functions of the new millennium, and folks don't stay put. I mean, I'm kind of a dinosaur. I've been with the firm for 40 years, and I probably will be the last 40-year lawyer with the firm.
Really?
I don't know.
I'll be darned. Also, go ahead, Joe.
Movement of lawyers in the profession has been one trend that I have observed that, you know, the last lawyer to, it was 1970 before a lawyer left our firm other than by death or retirement.
Oh.
And movement between firms and in firms and out for yourself, we've had some really good lawyers who left us and went into practice for themselves, solo practices. But at any rate, movement, as Mike has commented, has really become a major trend in the legal profession, not only in El Paso, but statewide and nationwide.
Yeah, everywhere.
You're reading the Wall Street Journal that whole departments break off from big firms in Chicago.
By the way, we have a trivia person on the phone, and we're going to ask you to hold for a moment or two, Sally. We've got a little bit more to talk about here. The question I would have about the law firm where it is now, what do you guys do? You get up and go to work. What happens to you every day? I mean, here's a contract you got to review and put that down and get another one? Or do you guys do all day?
Well, one of the things about our firm is, we tend to be very specialized or try to be specialized, and that's great for us and for the clients because we can stay abreast of the one particular area of law. I do labor and employment law. I spend my days either dealing with litigation, defending wrongful discharge cases, discrimination cases, things like that, or working with clients to try and avoid those kinds of things. We have a large corporate department who are concerned. They do business acquisitions. They help form entities. They do the contract review you're talking about. They get involved in all sort of aspects of our client's business. We try to partner with the business and try and be a partner with them to add value to what they do. We have lawyers who do immigration work. We have lawyers who do in the business department do real estate, tax. We have a large litigation department. They are doing commercial litigation between companies. We have lawyers who do insurance defense, where we are defending individuals who have been sued on behalf of their insurance company. So it is a wide gamut. We have a large group within our firm that does water law and environmental law, primarily based in Austin. We have lawyers who do public affairs work down there. So we do a wide gamut of stuff. I mean, it depends on which lawyer you grab to say, okay, what are you doing today?
Well, I think people need to know the scope of what you do. That was very good. Well, if somebody wanted to be an attorney or a lawyer nowadays, how would they go get a law degree? They come talk to you guys and say, hey, I want in?
Well,
or do you recruit people specifically?
You know, we changed our recruiting model probably 15 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, where we used to go on campus every year and interview law students. But what we found is we were hiring a lot of people, and they would come out here, and then, you know, El Paso is kind of its own niche in the statewide legal market. And frankly, what we pay lawyers to start is not anywhere close to what folks can get at the top of their class, at least, in Austin, Houston, Dallas. So what we found, though, is if we hire people who are from El Paso or who have El Paso connections, maybe their spouse is from El Paso, that those people tend to stay. And they know El Paso, they love El Paso, and they want to be here. So we've changed our model. It's over the last few years, it's become kind of a buyer's market for law firms, in the sense that there are a lot of people who have gone to work in one of these big cities, maybe tried to pay off their student loans, and now they want to come back to El Paso. And we get a lot of inquiries, and we found we're able generally to fill our needs by doing it that way.
And I think that's a great thing, too, because they understand the culture of El Paso, because it is a very, like you said, we're kind of our own little niche, unique area. We're kind of isolated from the rest of the country, and we have our cross-border. You have these different situations. So I think it's exciting that you have people coming back.
One of the principal attractions of the Kim Smith firm is it's always been known for its mentoring. Young lawyers can come to our firm and get excellent mentoring. The older lawyers will take the time and make the effort to teach and help bring them along. I know it sure helped me a lot, and I tried to reciprocate that, and same with Mike.
Oh, well, I hadn't planned to do this, but what's your phone number if somebody wants to call your firm? We just made a commercial for you.
533-4424.
And that's Kemp Smith. All right, we're going to talk about some of your history in a trivia question here. We have Sally, who held on very carefully and called, and I think she has Sally, you got some idea about this trivia, do you not?
Yes, I think that was David Wiggs.
Oh, my.
There we go.
I think you have the answer, and the question was?
It was, who was the attorney from Kemp Smith that became the CEO and president of the electric company?
You're indeed right, David Wiggs. Now, you guys knew David well. He was part of your firm.
Very well. In fact, I actually was working with David when he became the president of the electric company. We were working on the first Palo Verde rate case down in Austin. He came home for Labor Day. And then he came back and he said, guess what? Evern has offered me the presidency of the company. It's not effective till January 1, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm the client, you're the lawyer.
So in other words, he said, see ya. Huh?
Oh, my. Sally, I guess you knew some of this already, did you?
Yes, I did.
Were you part of this?
No.
Okay.
No. She's just a very smart. Smart listener.
Well, any other thoughts or questions? Because you got yourself a prize. We're going to pick a DVD here. We're out of Pepe's for this hour, but we'll give you a DVD here. You ready for a list of them?
Yep. We have the Women's Club of El Paso,
brand new
Legends of El Paso's Mountains, MacGuffin Home, El Paso Smelter, Tom Lee's El Paso, Gunfights of the Old West, Ghost Stories 2, 3, and 4. So take one of those.
Women's Club.
Women's Club. It's a good video.
The Women's Club. Oh, I'm telling you, that's a slice of history.
Only because I'm in it that
well, you're the narrator lady. Good Lord, you're not just in it. You're standing there talking to
us. I have no ego.
Yeah, not at all. But anyway, all right, Sally, you got yourself a prize there. Thank you for playing.
Thanks for listening,
Shelly. Put yourself on hold. Here comes Shelly. She'll talk to you. And Shelly, thank you for taking the call today. I do appreciate it. And Sergio Valenzuela, thank you very much for doing what you do. We say it like it's a goal in soccer, and he gets off on that.
They both put up with us, is what
so
it is.
So it'd be. All right. Well, the history of El Paso included that answer on the trivia question. David Wiggs. I was living in D.C. at the time. I'm a local. I left. I came back. Mm-hmm. But I was out of town. My mother was sending me these articles every day out of the newspaper. I'd get one from the morning paper and one from the evening paper. She's sending... David's all over the place. What was that like for you guys?
Well, we were representing the electric company, and that was the time when Palo Verde was coming into rate base, which was causing a large increase in people's electric rates, and it was a difficult time. I mean, there's no question that the electric company, I think, has greatly improved its public image since then, and I think... that at the time, though, there was a lot of animosity towards the company.
I think
that too. And you know, it, as it turned out, it's ironic. But as it turned out, one of the reasons I think the company went into Palo Verde was because they foresaw the need for power, which we are now fulfilling with the way the city's grown.
Well, it's a good thing that they did that, right?
Yeah. And one other thing I was going to mention: we were talking about David Wiggs being from Kemp Smith, the current CEO, Mary Kipp, also clerked with our law firm while she was in law school.
Oh, the CEO of the electric company. Yes.
Current one.
Yes, indeed. Interesting stuff there. Also, you have a background, obviously, with the railroad. Now, at this point, are you still part of the railroad's representation?
Well, interestingly, we came out here with the Southern Pacific Railroad. And
you're talking 1881.
1881.
Yeah.
Represented them for many years. It was passed down from lawyer to lawyer. Jack Duncan passed it down to a lawyer named David Jeans, and when David left our firm, the Southern Pacific went with him. But now we represent the Burlington Northern.
That's
so
funny.
So we're still in the railroad business, but just a different railroad.
It turned out to be a happy break because the Southern Pacific was having terrible financial difficulties and hired a new president who was a vicious cost cutter.
Uh-oh.
In terms of wouldn't pay anything for settlements of cases, didn't want to pay for lawyers. The guys just hated to work for him.
Yeah.
But when the Santa Fe came, they were a much happier client to represent. So
that worked out. Well, another name in your firm is Kemp, obviously. And then that was like 1906 or 08. You had a Maury Kemp in your firm, right?
Well, Judge Wyndham Kemp goes all the way back to 1886, I believe. He was in Calvert, Texas, and formed a partnership with Bell and Thomas Jefferson.
Davis.
Davis and... Yeah. At any rate, there were three of them. That was Judge Wyndham Kemp. And his son was Maury Kemp, who never had any children. And
I want to hear about Maury.
And not Maury the car dealer. This was Maury the lawyer.
Oh, Maury the lawyer. But then Maury the car dealer evolved from Maury the lawyer, no?
No, he was a nephew.
Oh, okay, but the same family.
Yeah, because he didn't have the Maury that we're talking about didn't have any children, right?
That's right. The Maury Kemp in our firm did not have any children.
Interesting history there, because
he was a widely respected citizen of the community, mm-hmm. and the State National Bank was his client at the time when Gene Smith came with the firm. He wasn't a real colorful, I don't think, character, but widely known and respected, and there are a lot of Kemps around town.
Now, yeah, you had nothing to do with the nephew, I take it, or did you?
Yes, we represented him.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. Leighton Green did most of his work. Mm-hmm. And, Maury, the car dealer, was a very good client of the firm's. Mm-hmm. Nice guy. He had some tough troubles, but I always liked the work I got to do with Maury.
I always wanted that little car he was giving away to kids in the 1950s. I mean, he had a little Ford there I could get in and drive around in, and I wanted that car, and boy, I didn't get it. But that's what I know about.
Maury had a golf cart that had a Mercedes-Benz radiator front on it.
Yeah, Maury was a character. All right, we're going to take a break and come back and talk about a wrap-up of this discussion with Kemp Smith, one of the oldest firm in El Paso.
And the second in Texas.
You're not the oldest company in El Paso, but the oldest law firm, for sure, Kemp Smith. All right, we'll talk about that in a minute. People can call us. What about Facebook? What's that doing over there?
Facebook's a little quiet this morning. I think people are running around, staying warm by the fireplace.
Oh, dude.
There's not much going on there. But if you'd like to give us a call, or at the Facebook page, which is the El Paso History Radio Show, you can see what's going on there, or call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
That's what the winners of Bridgestone's Great Cowboy Tickets giveaway from Martin Tire are saying as they get ready to hit the road to see their Dallas Cowboys play next month in Arlington. There's plenty of time for more winners, and all you have to do is pick up your official entry form at any Martin Tire store. There's no purchase necessary. And while you're there, take a look at the Bridgestone Dueler HL422 Ecopia. If you've got an SUV or crossover, this may be the perfect all-season tire for you. Let the tire professionals at Martin Tire show you what made Martin Tire the Southwest's favorite tire dealer. So whether you're driving across town or across Texas, now is the perfect time for a set of four Bridgestone tires and at prices that won't put a dent in the holiday budget. And don't forget to fill out an official entry form for your chance to win two tickets during Bridgestone's Great Cowboy Tickets giveaway. Going on right now and only from your friends at Martin Tire. Hurry in today because all good things come to an end. And this will too on November 30th.
No purchase necessary. One entry per family. Ticket giveaway open to residents of New Mexico and West Texas. See store for details and official rules.
Managing your credit is a skill, and like any skill, you have to walk before you can run. The free Experian app is a great way to start building your credit skills. Download the free Experian app for Android or iOS right now. Experian, be better at credit.
More of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com. For DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Oh, we got a lot going on here in this radio. We're having all kinds of conversations.
Yeah,
Just keep it going right there. But what we've got here this morning are the people from Kemp Smith. This is a law firm that's been in the state of Texas for 150 years. It's been in El Paso since 1881. And I think the El Paso Times preceded this company that you're in, Mr. Mike McQueen. But the Times precede you. But otherwise, you precede most anybody in this town.
Like I say, State National, I know, started the same year, and Asarco, somewhere in that same zone.
1887. They were much later. Once the trains were established, the guy said, oh, now I'll put my smelter there. But he wasn't coming in here until it was ready. And he got the river already, two train lines. All of a sudden, oh, I'll put a smelter there. But that was 1887, give or take. Joe Hammond is here as well. And Joe, you any last thoughts here? Because you were talking about community involvement of the firm.
Yeah, I'd say one of the things that, you know, that... that Tad Smith, one of his legacies is a long history of involvement in the community. And it's stressed. I remember when I was a baby lawyer in the 70s, it was stressed to us that, you know, part of being a lawyer involves doing things for the benefit of the community. And it's not entirely altruistic. It's also good for business that you have exposure out there and do that. And so we have always encouraged our attorneys to be involved. And I think we're involved in most, not all maybe, but most of the nonprofits here in town and with some of the civic boards and things like that, certainly with both chambers and all of that. And this year, as part of our 150th anniversary, we have picked out a nonprofit each month to make a special donation to and to sort of feature as part of our community involvement.
Is that for this year or for going through into the next year?
No, the year that we're finishing. We've done one each month in 2016 as part of our 150th anniversary celebration.
Got it. I just had my hand up for a charity.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, well, let us know if you want to back some history. We got all kinds of potential here. Joe Hammond, your last thoughts. Thank you for coming in here. You're one of the firm's retirees.
Well, I am, and I guess I'm historical. I'm the second oldest living member of the firm right now. I would just comment on some things Mike has said. We have always reminded ourselves that being the oldest or the biggest doesn't necessarily make you the best, and that you've got to concentrate your efforts and upholding the standard of quality that we've seen throughout the years. And we appreciate you all giving us the opportunity to talk about the firm on your show. Thanks.
Well, sure, you probably don't get a whole lot of time elsewhere to say who you are. And we thought this might be interesting.
Well, it was fun. And
I'll comment quickly on one development that I've seen happen, and that is advertising in the legal profession.
Yes.
When I started
in 1957, advertising by lawyers was considered unethical.
Can't do that.
Gene Smith got a piece in the paper announcing Bob Zabrowski had come with a firm, and he got a letter from the Bar Association telling him that was unethical and don't do it anymore.
I bet you the bar can't even spell unethical now.
Now, of course, the firm tries to do that sort of thing in good taste. I think a lot of it happens that isn't in good taste.
I was just going to say, I'd rather somebody go back to good taste, yeah.
But we appreciate the opportunity to talk about ourselves. Thank you again.
Well, if you want to advertise, give me a call, guys. I mean, we know how to take care of that.
And it's great to hear this history, because I'm going to tell you, there's 90% of the audience in no way knew that you were second oldest law firm in Texas, let alone you know, your long history here just in El Paso alone.
We've got a couple of minutes left in this time frame. What do you think about that kind of thing? El Paso has attracted all kinds of interesting companies, people, souls, and we're finding out, if you go back and look at the history, there's a lot of things that happened first in El Paso. I mean, this law firm is huge, and it's
good example.
Longevity, and of course, representing the railroads. Do you guys see any trends like that? Because I see a lot of things that happen in El Paso that are a bit unique, like this women's club we talked about.
Oh, yeah, that's very interesting, and you know, I will say this. I think that El Paso is on the verge of going to the next level. Mm-hmm. I really do. I mean, it just seems like that some of the things that have been happening lately, you know, I don't know that you can point to any one specific thing, but it seems like with the ballpark and all kinds of other things that have happened, the restoration of the Camino, I think, is going to help downtown come back dramatically.
Well, you mentioned that, but Stuart Myers sat in that chair right there, and I asked him, why are you here? What's the trend? What do you think? He says, you passed the 2012 bond. That impressed all the real estate people across the country. They started looking. He already had roots here. He showed up first, kind of.
And now with these new bonds, you know, to help improve the educational system here, I just think El Paso's on the verge of really taking off. It's been a great place, certainly throughout my career, but I think it's now maybe getting ready to move to the next level.
It's like the rest of the country finally figured out, oh, look at that. An incredible investment potential there.
But we're beyond just being gunfight capital of the world.
We're
beyond that El Paso song.
You know, I've never understood why millions of people live up in the frozen north or you know, in California. My daughter and her husband live in California, and it's impossible to buy a house.
It's insane. So.
Well, should we tell too many people about this? I mean, they'll all show up.
Well, that's like what they did to Austin. I mean, Austin's got all the Californians have moved. I'm from California, but I moved here, but I've been here 30 years almost. So,
well, quality of life is definitely an attraction. Come to El Paso.
Well, I got
to
tell you, the way we live here in the weather. I mean, we got all excited about it. Got almost freezing overnight. Almost.
Well, and let me say this too. In terms of the climate, the legal climate here for the lawyers that practice here, I think is really great. Also, that we have a relatively small legal community for the size of the city. I mean, we've only got a third of the number of lawyers that Albuquerque would have
per capita, kind of thing.
Uh huh. Exactly. And as a consequence, I think the legal community tries to get along. We know we're going to see each other again. This is not going to be a one off. Like if you're doing a case in Dallas or Houston, you may never see that lawyer again.
No.
We know it's going to come back around, so I think people try to work together, and I think you know, we'll fight for our clients, but at the same time, it's much more professional, I think, and congenial as a bar association.
Well, El Paso's kind of got that big town but small town wonderfulness about it.
But at Kemp Smith, you also take into account that you're from El Paso, and you take care of that attitude.
Oh, yeah. We're proud to be from El Paso.
Exactly. I mean, it's a very interesting thing. Well, gentlemen, thanks again for coming in. Mike McQueen and Joe Hammond. And, Joe, you and I used to live next door to each other. Should we disclose that? Or your parents did anyway.
I'll admit it if you will.
Yeah, I did. Because I knew him way back when.
I remember you and your brother banging your basketball right outside my bedroom window.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, that was my brother. Wait, there we go.
No, that was my brother. That wasn't me. All right, we're going to say bye to you guys second hour. We're going to talk about model trains.
Right.
Model trains. They have layouts down in the valley, and they have an open house today. Oh. If you want to go see some trains, these are the train guys coming in this coming hour. And Melissa, are you ready to take a train ride?
I'm ready to take a train ride. I like model trains. We have our model train we put into the Christmas tree every year.
Ready to go. All right, get your model train out. We have those guys next hour. Talk about history of El Paso's trains as well.
That's right.
Interesting stuff. See you after the break.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.